You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Friday afternoon. On the phone line with us, Jim Mangel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, to take up the weather forecast for the weekend and the week ahead. Jim, thanks much for being with us today. Tell me about the forecast for tonight, because last night and then tonight, things are a lot different than they have been in, I don't know, a couple of weeks or so.
That's right. It looks like we're going to have some actual fall-like weather this weekend. High today is only going to be about 70 degrees and low tonight, 43, and it's going to be pretty clear. So I don't think we're going to have to worry about frost here, but I suspect there may be some places up in Wisconsin and Minnesota may start thinking about that. Then on Sunday, it's going to be sunny and clear again, and the high of 72, and Sunday night, a low of 47. So some really nice weather coming our way. And then on Sunday and Sunday night, we've even got a chance for at least a chance for thunderstorms on both days. It's about a 30 to 40% chance at this time. And then highs from Sunday all the way through next week are being low to mid 70s and lows in the 50s. So it'll start to warm up as we get towards Wednesday and Thursday, be closer to the low 80s at that point. And another chance of rain. And the amounts look at least somewhat promising. So I think we're finally broken out of that late season heat wave and back to something a little closer to what's typical for this time of year.
What are our normal ranges for highs and lows at this time of year?
Well, if you look at our long-term averages, our average high for these dates are around 80 degrees and our average low is 55. So that kind of tells you how warm we've been the last couple of weeks with those highs in the mid-upper 90s. So way above average for those weeks, and now we're back to something closer for more typical this time of year. So that's great news.
It is very, very good news. When you talked about the rainfall, do you suspect it will be in very great amounts or just a little bit?
Well, you know, it looks like if you look at the 7-day precipitation estimates, it looks like we could get some substantial amounts of rain. Over an inch accumulation between the stuff that could fall on Sunday and Monday, and then the second batch around Wednesday and Thursday. So we could have parts of Illinois that could get a half an inch up to an inch and a half. And especially the northern and northwest corner of the state may be the wettest part from all this. So at least we've got a chance of rain.
And where are the driest parts of the state to date?
Well, right now, I would say that they're probably the central part of the state. In fact, Champaign-Urbana may be one of the drier spots at this juncture. We've had a little bit of rain in western Illinois in the last week or two, so they've gotten a little bit of rain down there and a little bit up in the Chicago area. But northwest Illinois is dry. We're dry in east central Illinois. And also the southwestern part of the state's been a little bit dry as well. But the U.S. Drought Monitor has moderate drought across the central part of Illinois at this time. And that's just because of the dry weather we've had the last 2.5 weeks or months.
Hey, thanks, Jim, for joining us. And you have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Todd.
Jim Mangel, of course, is with the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute, joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. Don't forget, we'll record Commodity Week this afternoon about 4:30. Our guest, Joe Persaki, he's director of the Stats Division at USDA NASS. We'll talk about yesterday's report with him. You can hear it on our website after about 6 this evening at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.